The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week on The Want List, look fashionable saving the galaxy, bravely roll some dice, Disney is switching up companies, and a manga-inspired Lego set. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's get into this week's episode. It's the 30th one! Hey, so Guardians of the Galaxy has been quite a big hit this year. I don't think anyone would deny that. It's the highest grossing movie of 2014, with some pretty stiff competitors coming up in the fall release season. But I think it's going to do okay. And I think the DVD set might release before the holidays, so that's a good idea. Bringing even more money to Disney and Marvel. And what's one of the best things about that movie? Was it the music? Was it the hilarity? Was it Groot and Rocket teaming up and just being all funny and kick butt and stuff? No, the best thing about Guardians of the Galaxy was that sweet jacket that Star-Lord wore throughout the whole thing. I mean, who saw that and didn't want to wear that? People who don't like leather maybe didn't want to wear that, but many people, I would assume, would be pretty fine if they had a sweet Star-Lord jacket to maybe complete their cosplay of the character for the next convention season. Or, walk around your house in and be pretty freaking awesome. So, the people over at New American Jackets have just what you need, as they currently have a Guardians of the Galaxy jacket, which is the jacket that Star-Lord wore throughout the movie, in men and women sizes. So you can still be Star-Lord if you're a lady, of course. And they're going to make that easy for you by offering this jacket. It looks just like what he wears in the movie. He has all the sweet zippers going every which way, which makes it seem, kind of 90s. But it's still pretty sweet. Just the exact same color. I don't remember. I don't think there was any patches or anything that he was wearing on the movie in the jacket. And there's nothing like that here. But like I said, men and women sizes. Big thing about this jacket, though, looking at $140 to own this piece. Currently, it's on sale. They run about $185 for men's and $179 for women's. So currently they're on sale for $140 and $139 respectively, but you can actually get the women's a little cheaper. They offer it in a synthetic leather kind of thing, but they don't in the men's, so shucks, guys. You're going to have to pay the big bucks. If you get it in synthetic and a women's size, you can save yourself $66. That's nice. What I think is really cool about this, especially if you want to get that nice, authentic jacket fit, is that they do offer a tailored fit option in your size. It's going to cost you $40 more, but you might get a better fit that way. A lot of reviews for the product, all 5 stars, saying it's great. You can actually get it in black also, in case you just want to go like for a tougher look. Only in the men's though. Women's got to go with the Star-Lord red, which personal opinion, should go with it anyways. So that is Guardians of the Galaxy Star-Lord jacket from New American Jackets. I looked at their website, and they actually have a lot of different things. I saw, a Cyclops leather jacket he wore. They had the 2014 new James Franco jacket, which I don't even know what that means. I think it's just a jacket James Franco wore. But I believe they had a Top Gun, the Tom Cruise Top Gun jacket. They had the American Hustle 80 Amy Adams jacket for any women out there that want a plunging neckline, look like Amy Adams in American Hustle, which was, I was pretty happy with that movie. It was pretty good. I should watch that again. There you go. Aaron Paul Breaking Bad jacket. All sorts of things over at New American Jackets, but check out the Guardians of the Galaxy one to complete your Star-Lord look for next season. Recently on Munchkin Land, we played the Adventure Time Munchkin Land game, which I don't actually think that episode has been released into the wild yet, but we have played it already. We kind of have a backlog of episodes built up for that show, but we have played it, and you know what? We actually really enjoyed it. They changed some things up. Some mechanics are different. The card art was different. The way that it was laid out looked a little bit differently, but you know, we all enjoyed it. Not all of us watch Adventure Time, but you know, it was still a really good time. And so when I saw over on ThinkGeek the Bravest Warriors cooperative dice game, I thought this would be something that could be interesting. One, I think dice games are pretty fun. I haven't played very many, but I have played like Zombie Dice and Cthulhu Dice from Steve Jackson Games. I believe we've probably played both of those at Munchkin. Maybe not Zombie Dice, but I know we played Cthulhu Dice in a Munchkin Minute. Really fun games, but what I think I like about this is that it's a cooperative game, which cooperative games I think are really fun. Kind of gives a not as competitive vibe. You're not trying to go against each other, which I think builds for more fun for me. I'm not always about, hey, I'm going to win this game. I think if we could all win, that would be awesome. So this is from ThinkGeek, the Bravest Warriors. It's an officially licensed Bravest Warriors game. It's ages for 15 and up. You can play as Beth, Catbug, Chris Daney, Impossibear, or Wallow. So it's a cooperative game, so you all roll the dice at the same time, so you're not having to waiting around, wait for your turn, which can always get, you know, kind of boring if you don't get to have your turn every once in a while. Custom art and dice for this game. They kind of explain it where you're facing different bosses for, I guess, monsters or something that you would see in the Bravest Warriors universe, and to defeat each monster, everyone rolls a die. You have to get the right amount of symbols on your die to match the card for the monster, and you beat it. It seems pretty fun. I'm sure it's a little bit more complicated than that. The game includes 12 custom dice, 6 oversized character cards, 30 encounter cards, 22 event cards, 54 portal cards, scored, failed, and initiative tokens, plus a bunch of hit point tokens, and of course instructions, so you actually know what you're doing. Of course, you can always make up your own rules, like I think pretty much everyone did with Monopoly when they were young. No one ever read the rules for Monopoly. Who cared? It's a pretty easy game, but I think there's actually some rules that make the game better, but that's not here nor back when I was a child. This is Bravest Warriors cooperative game. I've watched maybe a couple episodes of Bravest Warriors. Aren't they on like YouTube? Can't you watch like little clips of them on YouTube? I'm pretty sure that's the only place I would have seen them. It was pretty funny. Totally has the same feel of kind of Adventure Time, especially same art style, which I actually kind of find it compelling. I think it's interesting the way they do their character design and the things, and just the coloring, I think, is quite pleasant. So I think fans of the Bravest Warriors property would get a kick out of this game, but I would say don't be afraid of it if you don't know Bravest Warriors. If one of your friends maybe likes Bravest Warriors, you know, you can get it, and I think they'll explain jokes maybe as you're playing, but I think cooperative dice games are interesting, and this would be worth picking up. It's only $24.99 from ThinkGeek. You can get it over there on their website, and I'm sure you can grab it through Amazon or someplace like that also. That just happens to be the first place I saw it. So I think it's a nice price for a game that they don't give a time limit. It's only 20 to 30 minutes, so a pretty quick game. So you're not a lot of investing in time. You can probably play with maybe some younger players. That's good. Keep their attention on the game. Don't really drag it on so they get bored or uncooperative, which would be the opposite of what you want for this cooperative dice game. So head over to thinkgeek.com. Bravest Warriors cooperative dice game, $24.99. Go pick it up today. Now let's move on to a little bit of news. This is something that kind of sneaked by me for a little bit, you know, for a couple days. It's only about 2 days later. But it seems like a pretty big move, and I think it's going to hurt toy maker Mattel quite a lot. So what has happened is Disney has decided to move their Princess and Frozen dolls to Hasbro from Mattel. When they made the move, shares went up for Hasbro 5%, and Mattel dropped 1.2%, which is bad because that touched a 52-week low. But also, their quarter two revenue fell 9%, which included a 15% decline in Barbie sales in the second quarter of 2014, which is pretty significant. I'd heard a little bit of news things about you know, that Barbie sales weren't too hot in 2014, which is not good, because, I mean, that's really a big, big property for the company, and it's kind of known worldwide. So, I don't know why it's down, maybe there's just more out there for toy makers are deciding, hey, you know what? Girls don't just want dolls. They want other things too. And so they're kind of diversifying the lines. Hasbro said their revenues in their girl category, their girls category, grew over $1 billion last year. And it was it grew to over $1 billion. It didn't grow $1 billion. It was only at $300 million a decade ago. But they said they've helped by bringing in new brands and reinvesting and reimagining existing brands such as My Little Pony, which has obviously grown into such a huge hit with its new show and comic book lines. It's just kind of blown up. So there's no, I mean, obviously it makes sense that they kind of grew having a property like that, but they're set to grow even more as they've picked up global rights, except in Japan, which I don't know what that's about. That seems interesting. To market everything based on Frozen, as well as other Disney princesses, including Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, and the Little Mermaid. So, you know, a whole lot of characters and stuff that Hasbro has picked up. I'll be interested to see what kind of products they're going to put out based on those properties. I mean, Hasbro also has Star Wars rights to do all those. I'm pretty sure that's Hasbro. So big pickup for them. Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner said, "Our strategic thought leadership and innovation has led to the steady growth of our girls' business over the last several years, demonstrating that we have a true understanding of girls globally and how today's girls want to play." Disney Consumer Products President Bob Chapek adds that the entertainment company is excited to expand a robust partnership that's already yielded tremendous results across our Star Wars and Marvel properties. So there you go. I was right about the Star Wars and Marvel stuff. So that's interesting. That's going to be good. Who said this is MKM Partners? I think this is Mattel Partners. Eric Handler said in July, "While our positive view towards Mattel has in part been based on a low financial bar setting by the street 2014, maybe now in question if they're barred." I don't know what really that means. That seems really complicated. I don't know. That is all in relation to Mattel's quarter revenue falling and their Barbie line falling. So that none of that sentence made any sense to me, but I think it's like, hey, we set the bar too high for Mattel, and now we gotta lower it because they didn't do so hot. So there you go. I think that's pretty big. That's going to be a blow to Mattel having those move over. That doesn't actually start in 2016. So Mattel gets to put out all the products they've already designed for 2015, but then it'll revert to Hasbro in 2016, which is going to be a big... I mean, 2015, 2016 is going to be a big year for Hasbro as you're looking at new... I mean, obviously two or three new Marvel movies every year, and then Star Wars comes late... It was coming in 2016. That date is moved so many times I can't remember when it's coming out anymore. I think it might be winter 2015 or it might be spring 2016 now. So crazy. But, you know, Hasbro is going to pay off huge from new Star Wars movies coming out almost every year, much like Marvel and DC and all the other studios are trying to do with their properties. So there you go. That's a little bit of news this week from the toy world. Let's jump in to our Lego Ideas Project of the Week, which is something that I'm not really familiar with, but I thought, hey, you know, major spoilers, covers comic book news. We don't do much on the manga side. We haven't covered that as much as, you know, just normal comics coming out from DC and Marvel and Image and those kind of brands. So when I saw this, I said, hey, let's give some love to a manga property that I know nothing about, but I did a little wiki search, just a little bit, to find out what this is about. So, this is from a project from Denil Oh on Lego Ideas. This is the Initial D 20th Anniversary Set. So, the Initial D is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by... gonna screw up this name. Tsuuchi Shinjino. I don't know if that's right. The first volume was released in a magazine in the year 1995. And then it actually had a movie filmed and released in 2005. And he also says in March 2014, a sequel is being released. So that is a long wait between sequels. But, you know, this is really interesting. So what I've learned about Initial D is, as a manga series, it has 48 volumes. It focuses on the world of illegal Japanese street racing, where all the action is concentrated in the mountain passes and rarely in cities and urban areas, and with the drift racing style emphasized in particular. I also realized, I keep writing, this story is centered on the prefecture of Gunma, more specifically on several mountains in the Kanto region, which blew my freaking mind, because I had no idea that the Kanto region was actually something real, but I just thought it was some made-up land for a Pokemon. Now I have to reassess my life and wonder what the deal is with Pokemon. Are those all real regions? I don't really know. I was really young when I played those games, and I've kind of haven't played them for a while, but I want to. But that is not dealing with the Initial D set that we're talking about. So this set comes with an interesting looking car. And when I think of like a drift car or, you know, illegal street racing, I think of Fast and the Furious kind of looking car. This, you know, sleek squat, and not really squat, but, you know, sleek, low to the road, whipping around turns and stuff. This more looks more like a white taxi cab. Now, I don't know what the car actually looks like in the series, but it looks like, from this Initial D set, that it's just like a kind of short, squat, white car. Has an interesting-looking minifig, something I've never seen before. Takumi Fujiwara, I believe, is his name. Looks really cool. Has an interesting face set, nice hairpiece, just a white t-shirt body with blue jeans, which I don't think I've ever seen those blue jean legs before. They look really cool. They have nice stitching on the pockets. There's some, looks like some sticker pieces on this car, but it, not just the car, also comes with this sweet looking hideout building to park your car next to. It has this interesting looking design, reminds me of like an, from what I've seen in some, forms of media from Japan, looks accurate from the architecture. It has this interesting use of like the tree palm, leaves that we've seen in Lego sets kind of covering the front and side of the building, which gives it an interesting aesthetic look. Also comes with some more stickers to be on the front. Looks like some swinging indoors. I think, what I really like about this set is, just the use of seemingly like random pieces to attach to the building to give it more like a real feel of a house. It's not like the straight up, smooth side that you would get if you just built like a normal Lego house. It has like some texture on the outside, which we actually see on buildings. You know, it's not just really a flat straight up wall. You know, there's like protruding, things from like an awning or from, just like, you know, windows kind of stick out a little bit from the side of a house. So I love the attention that, especially the vines give. They're kind of protruding off the house a little bit more. I have like some blinds and some stuff that give like the building a little bit more texture. It was really interesting. There was a driveway, kind of like I have a platform you could build this on. It has a nice like 1x1 gray brick tiles that kind of give it the cement look where you can actually park the car next to the building. It's a really interesting set. I would be interested to see someone put it in like their modular Lego city and how it would kind of look. Juxtapose against, you know, modern American architecture that we see in a lot of the Lego city sets. So I think it's an interesting set. I think if you're a fan of Initial D, I'm assuming this would kind of be big for you. I don't think Lego has really ventured in to properties outside of like mainstream American properties. So this would be interesting if it got the support and Lego moved ahead with it. It's already has have accumulated 2,393 supporters. And it's only been going for around a month, has 336 days left in its project life. So it's an interesting port. If Initial D has 48 volumes, it's got some support behind it. So if you like that property, and by clicking through the link and look at it and say, hey, that'd be something I would like to build for myself, it's got an interesting aesthetic look to it, go over and support Daniil O's Lego Ideas Project, click that support button, and I'm sure he will appreciate it on his venture to 10,000 supporters. So that's it. That is the 30th episode of The Want List. It's kind of blown my mind. I didn't think this show would last so long. It doesn't feel like I've done 30 episodes. It's pretty crazy. I enjoy doing it. Hope you guys are enjoying it also. Make sure to head over to Majorspoilers.com where you can click all the links for the products and news stories we've covered in this episode, and also give your thoughts and ideas on this episode or any of the products we have discussed. Click on the Amazon.com link on MajorSpoilers.com. You can buy anything off your personal want list. It's not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to us. You know, pre-orders are up currently for Days of Future Past DVD Blu-ray that's releasing in October and the Guardians of the Galaxy. We talked about that in this episode. You can grab those pre-orders. It's not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers to help keep us producing great content for you week after week after week. Head over to the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. You can find Steven doing some unboxings of some sideshow collectible statues and, of course, some Lego builds that I think you will find quite enjoyable. So that's it. We will see you next week on The Want List.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.